herbicide tolerance in alfalfa has been subjected to an extensive multi-year review. It began in the summer of 2005 when USDA found that Roundup Ready alfalfa had no significant environmental impacts and deregulated it. Following a lawsuit filed in the summer of 2006, a judge in the Ninth Circuit Court revoked USDA's deregulation decision pending completion of an environmental impact study. USDA told the court it could accomplish this EIS in 24 months. But 47 months later, USDA has now published a final EIS where within the agency has reached the same conclusion it did 5 years previously. This should be the end of the debate. A product that has been repeatedly found to be safe should be deregulated. Unfortunately, we now have a new problem. Since USDA has determined that there's no plant pest risk, the only option under the statute is full deregulation. But USDA is considering two additional options. One would have the USDA retain full regulatory authority. The Secretary has acknowledged that this is not preferred. The third option would be to only partially deregulate the product. We are concerned that option three would have a negative impact on all U.S. agriculture. Concerns have been raised that this option was developed to prevent future lawsuits by addressing coexistence between conventional and organic production. That's a political objective and is outside of the scope of the legal authority. I believe USDA has the authority to make interim decisions. I also believe that the recent Supreme Court case on alfalfa came to this very same conclusion. For example, when the courts have arbitrarily intervened and their rulings would have resulted in disastrous economic consequences, USDA has acted. In this regard, because this is still in litigation, we understand that APHIS may be authorized to partially deregulate sugar beets pending completion of a final EIS. Beyond that, I support farmers' choice. Farmers of most major commodities are choosing to grow biotech crops versus non-biotech or organic. More than 90% of corn, soybeans, cotton, sugar beets, alfalfa are biotech crops. All farmers should have the ability to choose their cropping systems. With regard to organic agriculture, I recognize the tremendous marketing potential and that consumer demand is increasing for those products. However, as we seek to find solutions to the challenges of identity preservation, I cannot support strategies that pit producer against producer. I agree with the Secretary's public statements about grower choice, which is why it's troubling that USDA seems inclined to pursue a path that limits grower choice. It's important to note that nowhere in the Organic Foods Production Act has Congress limited access to organic producers to the advantages of agricultural biotechnology. It was only after intense lobbying by the organic industry that the proposed organic standards regulations were modified to include restrictions. Organic producers with full knowledge of the compliance costs associated with standards chose to impose those standards on themselves. The National Organic Standards Marketing Program, approved by USDA, imposes very strict standards on those who choose to grow crops that will be certified organic and carry the USDA organic certified label. We all agree that the label carries with it marketing benefits, costs, and responsibilities. I'm sensitive to the difficulties organic producers face, but I cannot support proposals that shift the financial burden from those who choose to produce organic to those producers who choose a different cropping system.